The commission investigating the Deepwater Horizon blowout will release their full report next week. One key chapter has been released this week. Former Lieutenant Governor and Chancellor of the University of Alaska Anchorage, Fran Almer, was on the commission. Although she can't yet talk about the full report, she says it's clear that process safety protections for the high-risk industry were not in place. She says the U.S. does not do as well in this area as other countries.
Other countries, for example, Norway and UK, require an analysis of the risk of a particular well and a system on that rig, what they call a safety case, that would enable the people who are working on the rig to be able to test certain things that are happening against their risk profile. That was not in place on the Deepwater Horizon. And I think not only in retrospect, but for purposes of being able to make recommendations about improvements for the future, we need to see some big changes, both in how industry operates in deep water, but also how government regulates deep water drilling.
Let's talk about that for a moment. The commission found that government regulators didn't have enough staff or enough training to police the industry. How is it that the people didn't have adequate training on the government regulator side?
Lori, I think it's a combination of things. First of all, the industry has moved into deep water in the last decade or so with very sophisticated technological developments that really are very impressive. And unfortunately, at the same time that this technology was evolving and the industry was developing new ways to drill for oil in deeper waters, there wasn't a commensurate level of investment in making certain that the federal agencies had the kind of expertise that was needed, did not have the financial support from Congress, frankly. There is a really interesting chart, which I will mention, that you will see once the full report comes out, that looks at the rapid rate of number of rigs in the Gulf of Mexico, particularly in deep water drilling. At the same time, it shows you the flat level funding for the Department of Interior.
The commission found risk-reward standards and cost-cutting tactics. How pervasive were these practices?
Lori, that's a really hard question to answer because, you know, we didn't survey the entire industry. We were primarily focused on this particular rig, this particular well, this particular incident. There were a number of decisions. I think there are nine listed in the chart that was released this week that demonstrate really a judgment that was made as to whether or not it was safe to proceed in shutting down the well. And although any one of those should have been kind of a warning, at least a yellow light, if not a red light, when you look backwards and see how many of these things all should have signaled caution and yet didn't, you realize that there are a number of things going on in the management of high-risk operations that need to be reviewed. And we have no reason to believe that this was only on this rig or just these companies.
Let's take one of the examples. There was spacers involved that the specs called for 21, only six were used. Were you able to track who made the decision to change the number that were called for? And did a government regulator sign off on such a change?
Government regulators are not required to sign off on many of the decisions that are made on the rigs. They really couldn't because it's kind of a constantly changing environment, and there are many people at both on the rig and at central headquarters back in Houston that are participating in these decisions. There are some standards that are required by government, but many of the choices that get made on a rig or in a particular well are based on a balancing of how much time, how much money, how much risk, and what is available. You know, our job really wasn't in a liability sense to try to cast blame or find the person that made the wrong decision. We were really looking at the root causes.
With this particular well, would there have been a way to safely take it offline? It sounds as if there were flaws built into the system there.
Yes, this accident was clearly avoidable. It was something that at any point in the last week or two of the temporary shutdown procedure could have been, the result could have been altered.
The situation in the Gulf is vastly different than the prospect of offshore drilling here. We're not talking about deep water drilling in Alaska. But did the commission, during its research, look at comparisons in other places?
The complete report, which will be released next Tuesday, does address the future of offshore drilling, not just in the Gulf of Mexico, but in the Arctic and in other places.
Former Lieutenant Governor Fran Ulmer speaking about her work on the Deepwater Horizon Oil Spill Commission. Ulmer says commissioners will be traveling to New Orleans to report their findings to the people of Louisiana, then passing the report to the Obama administration and Congress next Tuesday. Links to the partial report are at our website, aprn.org.